10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You're always talking about your crazy nights. One of these days you're gonna get it right. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah.
Blood on my hands, time on the fence, I double down. I swing and I miss, I'm kicking the ribs, in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? Riding by the hour, and my heart's
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas Tuesday. dip and that old cotton eye joke.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's this simple for the Rough Riders tonight. Win and you're in. Frisco has a chance to go to the postseason with a win tonight for the first time since 2014, and they take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in Game 4 of the six-game series tonight. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you along on the pregame show as we are ready to get things underway in just about 15 minutes with first pitch of this ball game tonight. The Rough Riders have the best chance to make the playoffs that they've had in a long, long time, and they have three games to try and do it. The playoff scenario is simple. If the Rough Riders win tonight, they're into the playoffs. If Amarillo and Midland lose tonight and the Rough Riders lose, they're also into the playoffs. If anything else happens, we go on to tomorrow, and it is yet to be decided. The only way that either Amarillo and Midland could make the playoffs is the Rough Riders have to lose these next three, and one of them has to win their next three games if you're Amarillo, their next four games if you're Midland, because Midland was rained out a couple days ago, and they're making that up as part of a doubleheader on Saturday tomorrow. It's all very complicated. We'll just stick to the Rough Riders win it tonight, and they are into the playoffs. That sounds very good to us. Rough Riders had a tough time last night with the Naturals, though, losing 6-3 to Northwest Arkansas in the third game of the series. They now trail 2-1 to Northwest Arkansas entering into this game of the series. Let's go into that game a little bit last night. The Rough Riders found themselves behind early in the third inning on a 3-run home run by catcher Luca Tresh, and then they tied it up in the top of the sixth with 3 runs of their own. A sacrifice fly by Evan Carter, Thomas Sejasi an RBI single, and a run came in to score as well on a crazy double play that went 6-4-3-2 on a ball that got away from the first baseman Glendinning. He played it off the sidewall and threw out Sejasi trying to come around to score from second base to end the inning. But the run did come in to score, and the Rough Riders tied it at 3-3. Then into the bottom of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders could not hold the lead as the first three runners reached, and they all came in to score on an RBI single by Sully Matias. 1 run came in, and then 2 more on a Diego Hernandez 2-run single to left center, and the Naturals took a 6-3 lead. That would hold throughout the rest of the game, and the Rough Riders ended up falling by that final score of 6-3. The Naturals out-hit the Rough Riders 14-5, and only one player for Frisco had a multi-hit game. That was Evan Carter. His first multi-hit game here at the AA level in his young career, and the 20-year-old is yet another 20-year-old in this lineup that we will see today for Frisco. Evan Carter, Thomas Sejasi, and Luis Angel Acuna, all just 20 years old and playing here at the AA level with Frisco. It's a much different team than we saw just a few weeks ago, but this is the team that is trying to take the Rough Riders to the playoffs for the first time in 8 seasons. As we go forward on the pregame show, we'll tell you more about the playoff structure for tomorrow. We'll break down the pitching matchup, and of course, we'll get you the starting lineups for both these teams. It's the Rough Riders and the Naturals, Game 4, and a very important one at that in this six-game series. We'll return after this with our pregame coverage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Hey Hey, fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Arvest Ballpark. The Rough Riders and Naturals playing catch out on the field and almost ready to go for this one. First pitch coming up at 5 past the top of the hour for Game 4. Once again, let's give you a look at what the playoff structure would look like should the Rough Riders win it and how you can get your tickets as well. If the Rough Riders make the postseason, they will host the first game of the South Division Championship Series on Tuesday, that's in just a few days from now, next week, against the San Antonio Missions. Tickets are just $5, so we'd love to see you out at Riders Field. It should be a really fun ball game, and Frisco will probably either send Cody Bradford or Jack Leiter to the hill in that initial game of the series as well, so get to see a good pitching matchup on the mound in addition to seeing some playoff baseball. After that game, the Rough Riders will head on the road following an off day on Wednesday and play on Thursday and Friday in San Antonio. The Thursday game will be in absolute, and then the Friday game is, if necessary, in the best of three championship series. Speaking of championship series, the actual championship series, should the Rough Riders make it, will be on Sunday with a day off Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday of the following week. Rough Riders will host the game on Sunday with a 4:05 first pitch. The Tuesday game will be a 6:35 first pitch, by the way. And then the Rough Riders will go on the road to either Wichita or Tulsa, whichever team makes it. If the Rough Riders were to go to the championship series with a chance to win their second ever Texas League championship, and it would be on the road either at Tulsa or Wichita on that Tuesday or Wednesday. So things are looking good right now for the Rough Riders in their playoff hopes, and we certainly hope if the Rough Riders make it that you can join us at Riders Field. Again, on Tuesday at 6:35 will be the first game of the South Division Championship Series. Tickets are just $5. You can get them now at ridersbaseball.com. There's a ticket link right on the front page, and we'd love to have you out at Riders Field for that ball game. Rough Riders have a pivotal game today. When we come back, as we continue our pregame coverage, we'll get you the starting lineups for both teams and break down the pitching matchup, as it should be a very intriguing one for tonight's game. More after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home plate meeting going on out in front of us at Arvest Ballpark in northwest Arkansas, Springdale to be specific, the home of the Naturals since 2008. Game four of this series, let's meet the starting lineups for both teams. We start with the Rough Riders as announced by manager Jared Gettert. They look like this. Jonathan Ornelas leads it off, the third baseman. Then it's Evan Carter in right field, 3-for-9 with a double and three RBIs in his first two games with the Rough Riders. First three games, I should say. Justin Foscue is at second base, back in the lineup after a couple nights off following his stiff neck that he has recovered from. He's hitting third and playing at second base. Middle third of the order for the Rough Riders, it's Aaron Zavala, the designated hitter. Thomas Sejesi, who's 4-for-8 in his first two games in a Rough Riders uniform. And Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop. He's hitting sixth. Bottom third, it's Kellen Strawman in left field. Josh Stowers in center, and Scott Capers is the catcher, rounding out the order of the caboose for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Ornelas, Carter, Foscue, Zavala, Sejesi, Acuna, Strom, Stowers, and Capers, the starting nine for Frisco. On the other side for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the reigning Texas League champions from last year, here's their starting lineup. Diego Hernandez, the center fielder, starts it off, then Luca Tresh, the catcher, hits second, and Tyler Gentry is the right fielder. He hits third. John Rabe is out in left field today, cleaning things up. Robbie Glendinning, the second baseman, hits fifth. And Sully Matias, the DH, is in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order for Northwest Arkansas. Jake Means at third. Gavin Stupinski is the first baseman. And Angelo Castellano is the shortstop, hitting ninth. Once again, it's Hernandez, Tresh, Gentry, Rabe, Glendinning, Matias, Means, Stupinski, and Castellano. Starting nine for Northwest Arkansas. Alec Marsh will get the start for Northwest Arkansas, a record of 1-14 on the year. It's been a tough season for Marsh. Former Arizona State Sun Devil has an ERA of 7.10. It's the highest qualified ERA in all of minor league baseball. Mason Englert starts on the other side for the Rough Riders. 1-1, a 3.38 ERA here at the AA level. And it is national anthem time here in Arvest Ballpark. We're going to take a break, come back for the first pitch of the game. It's a big one. Win and you're in for the Rough Riders on this Friday night. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer, Rowdy at the River.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I'll never mind.
The Frisco Rough Riders are just one win away from their first postseason berth since 2014. Game four of a six-game series with Northwest Arkansas begins now. Ornelas in for the right side. Alec Marsh winds back, and away we go. It's right down the heart of the plate at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Underway at 7:06 in the p.m. on just an absolutely beautiful night for baseball just south of the Ozarks. The pitch. Ornelas bunts right back to the hill. Marsh fields and throws onto first in time to get Ornelas one out. Marsh fielding his position, just having to take two steps up in front of the mound. Made the easy play. And here's Evan Carter. 80 degrees, our first pitch temperature in Northwest Arkansas. 81 degrees, our feels like, with very slight humidity. Sunshine up above. Left-hander at the plate, righty on the mound. Here's the windback and the pitch to Carter. He swings, rockets it into right field, and that's down for a base hit. Now Evan Carter wasting no time. Solid smash for a base hit into right field. He's four for his first 10 in a Rough Riders uniform. And the Rough Riders have a runner aboard with one out in the first inning. Dustin Foscue stands in now. Very little wind to speak of. At Arvest Ballpark, just 7-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. Foscue stands in from the right side, the Riders' second baseman, making his second appearance in the series after he was out the last couple nights with neck stiffness. The pitch. Misses inside with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. So good to see Foscue back in the lineup as in game one of the series, he went 3-for-4. 286 hitter on the season, 14 home runs, 77 runs batted in. Here's the stretch by the right-hander Marsh. Carter leads from first in the pitch. High off the outside corner and misses. Two balls and no strikes. After the graduation of Blaine Krim up to AAA, Foscue leading most offensive categories for the Rough Riders now. In terms of active players, tied for the most home runs with Ornelas with 14. Throw goes over to first, and Carter's back in with a head-first dive. His 77 RBIs pace the active players as well. Slightly open stance from the right side as Marsh tucks the glove to his chest, looking in for his sign. And the right-hander's pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-1. Alec Marsh has had really poor numbers on the year, but it doesn't give you an idea of what kind of pitcher he is. The right-hander, 6'3", 220 pounds, in his second season with the Naturals. Drafted out of Arizona State in the second round. The pitch is grounded foul left side, and it's 2-2. The 24-year-old this year is 1-14 with a 7.10 ERA. That 7.10 ERA is the highest qualifying ERA in all of minor league baseball. He's ready from the stretch. He lifts the left leg and delivers home. Here she comes. High and inside on Foscue, 3-2. One of the bigger problems this year for him has been the long ball. 25 home runs allowed, the second most in the Texas League, just behind Bryce Jarvis's 27 allowed for Amarillo. And the long ball has been something that has come back to bite him a lot this year. He's ready from the stretch, and here's the 3-2. Fouled back, out of play by Foscue, still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And Marsh threw really well in his most recent start. 6 shutout innings his last time out. That was against a good Wichita team as well. 8 strikeouts over his last 2 starts, a 1.64 ERA. Closed off from the stretch, he delivers. Ground ball, third base side, fair inside the bag, down the line. Carter around second, flying to third. He's getting the windmill home, steaming towards the plate. The relay is late, and Carter slides in safe. Justin Foscue, an RBI double, 1-0 Rough Riders in the first. His team high 31st double of the season. 78th RBI to lead the team. And the Rough Riders draw first blood in the first inning. Well, that's exactly what you want to do against a guy like Alec Marsh, especially when he's been throwing well lately. Get out in front of him. Knock him out of the game early as well. Aaron Zavala now, first pitch. Just outside to him, 1 ball, no strikes. As many runs as Marsh has been giving up, especially over the course of the season, he's gone at least 5 innings in 7 consecutive starts coming into this one. He's eaten up plenty of frames for the Naturals. 1-0 pitch. Zavala cranks it in the air, foul left side, and it's 1-1. So get some runs on him early, and hopefully coast to a victory. That's what the Rough Riders want to do. No messing around. Foscue leads from second. 1-0 Frisco in the first. The pitch. Soft tapper off the plate, foul right side. 1-2 on Zavala. Foscue doubling down the third base line, just kept it fair. Just inside the third base bag. He's now 4-for-5 in the series. 1-2 on the way to Zavala. High, and the count goes to 2-2. Defense behind Alec Marsh looks like this today with John Rave in left field, Diego Hernandez in center, and Tyler Gentry in right field. Jake Means has third, Angelo Castellano at short, Robbie Glendinning at second, Gavin Stupinski has first, and Luca Tresh does the catching. The toss, a swing and a miss. Zavala behind a high fastball, and he strikes out. First strikeout for Marsh, and there are 2 outs in the first inning. Here's Thomas Sejasi. Throughout Marsh's troubles this year, one thing he has done extremely well is strike out a lot of batters. 144 strikeouts now after that one in 111 innings. The strikeout mark is second in the league, only behind Brandon Fott of Amarillo. The pitch. Breaking ball, top of the zone, inside corner for a strike to Sejasi, and it's 0-1. Right-hander against right-hander, runner at second, 1 run into the top of the first inning, 2 outs. Marsh ready from the stretch. He kicks it home. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball off the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Fastball, curveball, slider, and change. The arsenal for Alec Marsh. Fastball will be in the mid to upper 90s. He's even touched 99 miles an hour this year. 0-2 on Sejasi. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Still 0-2. And talking to the Rough Riders coaching staff, they were very impressed with Alec Marsh and how well he's pitched this year, and that the numbers that he's allowed don't really equate to how good of a pitcher he is. He's making his 3rd start this season against the Rough Riders. Time called. So JC steps out. Over his 2 starts, because they were early in the season, he didn't go that deep in the ballgame. 7 combined innings, he allowed 6 combined runs.
The offering home. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. And the side comes to a close. One run across for the Rough Riders on two hits. No errors and one runner left on base. Frisco draws first blood, and they turn it off to Mason Englert as we go to the bottom of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Half an inning played, and the Rough Riders already have the lead. It's 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Mason Englert takes the ball for the Rough Riders, the Forney, Texas native, making his third start in a Rough Riders uniform. And the first pitch on the way to Diego Hernandez is right down Broadway for a strike, 0-1. An RBI double by Justin Foscue, giving the Rough Riders the lead. And Englert winds in the 0-1 pitch. Fastball high of the zone, and the count goes to 1-1. So Mason Englert making his third start at the AA level, coming off a start at home over 5 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs. 1-1. Off the outside corner, it misses, 2-1. In that start, though, he struck out 8. And through his first 2 starts in a Rough Riders uniform, 10 2/3 innings, 15 strikeouts to 1 walk. 2-1. Off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. So control is the name of the game for Mason Englert. The 22-year-old, 6'4", 206-pounder, has his sign, winds in the 3-1. Fouled away left side, it's 3-2. Former fourth-round selection in the 2018 draft by the Texas Rangers. Began his season with High A Hickory, going 7-5, a 3.57 ERA in 21 starts. Payoff pitch. In the air, out to left field. Kellen Strom coming in. Backpedals a couple of steps, makes the catch. 1-1. 1-0 Rough Riders, 1 down in the first inning, and Luca Tresh steps in. Tresh had the big blow yesterday with a 3-run home run and a 6-3 victory for Northwest Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas actually leads the series 2-1. First pitch. Upper edge, outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. We'll continue to update you on scores as we go forward in this game around the league. 2 games we're keeping an eye on. 0-1 off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Midland, they lead 1-0 over Wichita in the end of the first inning. Amarillo leads 2-0 over San Antonio in the first. Both of those bad news for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Fouled back in a caper's glove, and it's 1-2. Funny thing is, though, it doesn't matter if the Rough Riders win. They'll clinch anyway, and they lead 1-0 themselves. Englert looks in for his sign. He's back into his windup, and he offers home. Misses up high of the zone. 2-2. Defense behind Mason Englert today looks like this for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom in left field, Josh Stowers in center, and Evan Carter in right. Englert, the 2-2.
Ground ball foul back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes. Jonathan Ornelas is at third. Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop. Justin Foscue at second. Thomas Sejesi makes his first ever start, not only professionally at first base, but ever playing first base. And here's Scott Capers delivering out the signs to Engler as the right-hander nods yes. And the 2-2. Just outside. Didn't miss by much. Trying to fit a fastball. Just missed off the outer edge. Three balls, two strikes to Luca Tresh. One out in the first. 1-0 Rough Riders. Engler with a herky-jerky motion on the windup. 3-2. Low and away for ball four. Just his second walk in a Rough Riders uniform this year. His 28th on the season in over 100 innings. He's been very good with his command. Tyler Gentry stands in. Gentry has had an incredible season. Just outside the top 10 in all of minor league baseball among qualified hitters with a .317 batting average. Offering home. In the air, down the right field line. Carter back to the warning track, and he can't get it. It hits off the warning track and up against the fence. Tresh around third. He's getting the windmill home and no relay. Tresh comes in to score, and Luca Gentry pulls in at second. I should say Tyler Gentry pulls in at second, knocking in Luca Tresh. 1-1 ball game. Well, it's an odd play as there's a section of the wall in right field that jets in for the bullpen. Evan Carter was going back, and he pulled up, not wanting to crash into the wall, and the ball hit right in that area where the wall jets in. That allowed the ball to fall in for a double. Here's John Rave, the pitch. Chopper, right side of the infield. Foscue backhand, sets his feet, and the second baseman throws him out. Two outs. Gentry down to third on the play. Tied at one in the first inning, and here's Robbie Glendinning. Set from Engler, and the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. Outside corner, 0-1. So the walk comes back to bite Mason Engler. We're tied at one. Pitch to Glendinning. Low and outside, it's 1-1. Everyone knows this is a meaningful game. You can tell in the Rough Riders clubhouse that they want to win. They want to make the playoffs. They know the importance of this one. Englert ready from the stretch, the 1-1. Fastball rips the outside corner, a strike. 1-2. Scoring early on, but we are tied. Each team with a run in the first. Pull side shift on the infield for Glendinning. Straight-legged on the right side, the pitch. Just misses low of the zone, a cutter. And it's 2-2. Englert used to throw a slider. After Tommy John surgery, though, he couldn't get a feel for it and switched to a cutter most recently this year. 2-2. Just inside with a curveball. 3-2. And it's been a good pitch for him. Fastball has a lot of movement as well, and that curveball is his main off-speed pitch. Payoff pitch on the way. Hit foul back behind home on a center-cut fastball. Still 3-2 on Glendinning. Had a great series so far. He's 4-9 with 4 runs scored. Engler looks in for his sign. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And the payoff pitch on the way again. High and inside for ball four. Miss with a changeup. Second walk of the inning after he came in with just one walk in his first two starts. Sully Matias climbs to the plate. Runners on the corners. Two outs, tied at one in the first inning. And here comes Jeff Andrews out of the Rough Riders dugout. And the Riders pitching coach will go chat with Englert, trying to calm him down just a little bit. And the Rough Riders will get action going out in their bullpen as well. It's a right-hander, John Matthews, who starts to get loose. The newest member of the Rough Riders bullpen, who was just called up a couple days ago. Englert has thrown 22 pitches, just 11 of them for strikes in this first inning. Matias is a guy you have to be careful with. He has really good power, 15 homers this year, though he's been more of a singles hitter for whatever reason recently. The 24-year-old, three singles yesterday. And a guy who's been known for his power over the course of his career hasn't hit many homers. If you look at the last couple months, his last home run came on August 11th. He's had two since the start of August. The pitch misses off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Two in the last just about 2 months or so. Runners on the corners. Tied at one, bottom of the first inning. Stretch and Englert the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him. One ball and one strike. Matias with a 750 OPS in the season. Bright yellow batting gloves, open stance. Bat just above his right shoulder. The pitch. Checks up inside on him, and the count goes to 2-1. Home plate umpire today is Tanner Dobson. Harrison Silverman down the first baseline, and Willie Traynor down the third baseline. 2-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Good cutter. Angling away from the bat of Matias in the righty-righty matchup, and it's 2-2. Englert trying to get out of the inning. Glendinning does have 11 steals. He takes his lead from first. 2-2 pitch. High, towering fly ball into shallow left center field. Josh Stowers coming in. So is Strom from left. He takes charge, makes the catch, and Englert gets out of the first. One run does come across, though, on one hit. No errors and two left on. We go to the top of the second inning. We're tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Luis Angel Acuna is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Top of the second, tied at one, Rough Riders and Naturals. Alec Marsh goes back to work. The 0-1, or the 1-0, I should say, is on the inside corner, and it's now 1-1 on Acuna. 3-for-13 in the series. Hitting .231 so far, and just about 30 games with the Rough Riders. The pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Got a big part of Luca Tresh, the catcher, and oof. And he's in pain. Looks like he's going to be okay, just a stinger. One ball, two strikes on Acuna. Well, the Rough Riders with a run in the first inning on an RBI double from Justin Foscue. Northwest Arkansas volleyed back with an RBI double of their own from Tyler Gentry. We are tied at one as we play in the top of the second. Tresh still has his hands on his knees. The catcher really trying to shake it off. Couldn't tell where it got him. And he's back behind home. Home plate umpire Tanner Dobson giving him some room. Ready to go. Marsh back up on the hill. Shoulders square just to the left of home plate. He winds and fires. Low of the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes on Acuna. The shortstop to be followed by Kellen Strom and Josh Stowers in the second inning. Marsh rocks in the 2-2. Low and outside of the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. Marsh got himself into trouble in the first inning, allowing a base hit to Evan Carter and a double to Justin Foscue. And he's given up a lot of hits this year. Opponents are hitting 287 against him. Payoff pitch. Low and outside for ball four. A leadoff walk to Luis Angel Acuna. Good way to start things for the Rough Riders in this second. Kellen Strom in from the right side with a runner at first and nobody out. Right on right. Here's the stretch. And a quick throw over to first. Gets away from Glendinning, or Stupinski, I should say, down the right side. Acuna can fly. He's around second on his way to third. The throw from Gentry is cut off. And the Rough Riders are the runner at third base. E1. And Acuna had no idea of stopping at second base. As soon as that ball got away down the right field line off the tarp, he put his head down and just spun his way around second base into third easily. An error on Alec Marsh, and the infield comes in for Northwest Arkansas. Still nobody out. First pitch. Low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. As many hits as he's given up this year, it's been left-handers who have just tormented Alec Marsh this season. The 1-0. Fouled away right side. It's one ball and one strike. Any pitcher, no matter right-handed or left-handed, is going to face more right-handed batters than left-handed batters. There are just more righties in the game. But he has allowed 16 of his 25 home runs to left-handed batters. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Strom in the air down the right field line. A deep drive towards the wall, and it is a fair ball. Home run! It got out of here! Couldn't tell if it hit off the warning track and bounced over or just got out of the park. Kellen Strom has his 10th home run, and the Rough Riders lead 3-1. It was right down the right field line. An opposite field two-run home run for Kellen Strom. And the Rough Riders regain the lead. 10 home runs on the season for the Rough Riders outfielder. First pitch to Josh Stowers is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Boy, it didn't look like it had a chance to get out of here initially off the bat with a lot of carry the opposite way. The 1-0. It's low off the outside edge, and it's two balls and no strikes. And if you ask Kellen Strom, his power is to the opposite field. We were joking earlier this season. He said, I wish I could hit a pull-side homer one time this year. 2-0. Hit high in the air to shallow center field. Diego Hernandez, the center fielder, trotting in. Looking up into the twilight sky, makes the grab. Fly ball out for the first out of the second. And Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. But Kellen Strom able to take that the opposite way and just sneak it inside the foul pole. It's 325 down the right field line. And he got it to go for the two-run homer. Strom's first hit of the series. Pitch to Capers. Low and outside. One ball, no strikes. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the second. A big home run for Strom. Good for him to see the double digits, too. The pitch. Fouled back, just clips the top of the netting and leaks over into the stands. 1-1 It's the Rough Riders' second home run this year against Alec Marsh. The pitch. Ground ball, top to third. Scooped up by Means. And he throws across to get the Rough Riders' catcher for the second out. Top of the order now in Jonathan Ornelas. Rough Riders leading 3-1, top of the second. This man, Jonathan Ornelas, has the other home run against Alec Marsh this season for the Rough Riders. It's now 26 home runs allowed by Marsh. 10 to right-handed batters and 16 to lefties. Strom, a right-handed hitter. First pitch to Ornelas. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. And right-handers are hitting just 219 against him. Lefties hitting 361. The 0-1. In there on a curveball for a strike. Bottom of the zone. 0-2 on Ornelas, who bunted back to the pitcher Marsh in the first for the first out. He calls time and steps out. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch low and away. They appeal and he was able to hold. 1-2. Ornelas on history watch, trying to become the franchise's leader in single season for hits. As the pitch is roped foul right side, and it's 1-2. 152 hits this season. The record is 157. And Ornelas has today, tomorrow, and Sunday to try and break the record. 1-2. Inside, nearly hit him. Able to take the breaking ball for ball two, and it's 2-2. Ornelas, a 297 hitter. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back. Reaching out over the plate, able to just catch the bottom of the baseball and spray it back to the screen. Bases clear, two outs. Riders a 3-1 advantage. Top of the second inning. Marsh squares his shoulders to the left of home. 2-2. Ground ball, top down to the third baseline. A fair ball rolling towards the corner. Ornelas around first, hustling into second, and he puts on the brakes. Ornelas doubles, his 19th double of the season. And that's 153 hits for Jonathan Ornelas. He's now within 4 of the all-time franchise record. Evan Carter to the plate, and time called. Here comes the pitching coach, Derek Lewis, out of the dugout. He's going to go chat with Alec Marsh. You got to wonder if one of the reasons why he's going out there to talk with him is that Evan Carter is at the plate, who attacked the first pitch for a single into right field. He went first pitch hunting a couple different times last night as well. And picked up a couple hits. Well, Lewis is back to the dugout. Evan Carter came in to score the game's first run in the first inning after that single on the Foscue double. Ornelas is in scoring position, already 2 in the inning for the Rough Riders on the Strom homer. Carter, red batting gloves, matching his jersey. Stretch, and the pitch home. A drive down the right field line, that's in there, a fair ball. Ornelas racing around third, no throw to the plate. RBI single, Evan Carter. 4-1 Rough Riders. First pitch attacking again. And Evan Carter with another single. He's now 5-for-11 in a Rough Riders uniform. And he puts the Rough Riders in front by 3 here in the second inning. First impressions are key. And if that's the case, Evan Carter has put himself in good standing so far in Frisco. He takes off on the first pitch to Foskey. There's a high drive deep to left field. That one is way gone. two-run shot, Justin Foscue. Riders blow it open. It's 6-1 here in the second. Justin Foscue tattoos his 15th homer of the year. Two-out damage for the Rough Riders. It's a five-run inning. 27th home run of the season allowed by Alec Marsh. And Frisco taking it to him early. Oh, baby. First pitch to Aaron Zavala. Swing and a miss. Changeup low and away, 0-1. The offense is cooking tonight. 6-1 Frisco. Pitch home. Inside corner, a strike, 0-2. Pull side shift on the infield for Zavala, the 0-2 pitch. He swings, lines it into left center field. Rave coming over, and he makes the catch. So a line drive out to left, but the Rough Riders explode for five runs on the back of four hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Two-run homers for Kellen Strom and Justin Foscue. We go to the bottom of the second, 6-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Fun Day at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
6-1 Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Five runs in the top of the second for Frisco. Mason Engler goes to work against the bottom third of the order. And the first pitch. Low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Frisco sending eight to the plate. In the second, a two-run home run for Kellen Strom. Here's the wind back in the 1-0. And it's down the heart of the plate for a strike to Means, 1-1. Curveball for Mason Engler. RBI single for Evan Carter and a two-run homer, Justin Foscue. 1-1. Fouled back behind home, and it's 1-2. Well, just an incredible explosion for Frisco, and exactly what you wanted to see in this kind of situation where the Rough Riders have a chance to clinch with a win. They find themselves up by five. 1-2. Soft roller foul, third base side. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders doing it with the home run power. For Frisco, that's now 29 home runs in their last 16 games. 1-2 pitch. There's a fly ball to center field. Hit fairly well, but Josh Stowers angles back under it. And he makes the catch in left center field. One away in the second, and Gavin Stupinski stands in. Stupinski, a left-handed batter. Hasn't seen a whole lot of action this year. offering home. Hard liner to first, caught by Sajacy. Right to him. Easy play. Two down in the second inning, and Angelo Castellano steps in. 6-1, Rough Riders out in front in the bottom of the second. Castellano playing in his 28th game with Northwest Arkansas. Engler at the pitch. There's a fly ball into right center field. Evan Carter cutting over under it, and he puts it away. Very nice bounce back inning for Mason Engler after allowing a run in the second inning. He doesn't use too many pitches, just a grand total of 7 to retire the side in order. We go to the top of the third. 6-1, Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sajacy starts things off for the Rough Riders in the third. First pitch across letter high for a strike, and it's 0-1. So JC, the only man who didn't come to the plate in the second inning. Rough Riders leading 6-1 following their 5-run frame. Marsh back into his wind in the pitch. Just inside, and it's 1-1. The big problem all season long for Alec Marsh has been the big inning. And the Rough Riders have had plenty of big innings offensively this year. The 1-1. So JC slaps it foul right side, and it's 1-2. And they got him for that big inning in the second. 2 2-run homers and an RBI single. And Rough Riders taking it to the Naturals early on in this big-time game for their playoff hopes. The 1-2. In the air out to right field. Softly hit. Gentry coasts in. And he makes the catch cap high. One out in the third, and Luis Angel Acuna makes his way in. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders have a chance to clinch the postseason with a win tonight. If they don't win, an Amarillo loss and a Midland loss would also clinch them the postseason tonight. The pitch. Acuna takes high and inside. 1-0. Amarillo currently leads 2-0 in the bottom of the third over San Antonio. 1-0 pitch. Rip and a miss and a high fastball. Big swing from Luis Angel Acuna. Count goes to 1-1. While Wichita has scored 2 runs, they lead 2-1 in the bottom of the third in Midland. 1-1. Acuna sprays it foul back behind home off the facing of the press box to our right. Bounces down into the stands, and it's 1-2. And so the Rough Riders don't have to worry about that if they can take care of business tonight. And they are feeling pretty good about a 5-run advantage right now. Marsh rocks back in the 1-2. Down low in the dirt, it misses. 2-2. A really good opportunity for the Rough Riders to add on just a little bit and then coast to victory. The pitch. Inside. 3-2. Acuna walked in the second to lead off the frame before the two-run home run by Kellen Strom. Payoff pitch. Hard grounder to third. Jake Means swallows it up and throws across in time to get Acuna two away. The ball was hit really well by Acuna. 103 off the bat. Ends up being the second out of the inning. Rough Riders leading 6-1, and here's Kellen Strom. Strom got a pitch on the outside corner and just flicked it down the right field line. Just got out of here for a two-run home run. The pitch in. Grounder up the middle. The second baseman, Glenn Dinning, has it go off of his glove on a diving attempt to the backhand side, and it goes into center field for a base hit. So Kellen Strom was held 0 for 11 through the first three games of the series, and now he's 2 for his first two. Two-out base hit for the Rough Riders in the third inning, leading by 5, and Josh Stowers climbs in at 105 off the bat from Kellen Strom. First pitch. Captures the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Good slider from Marsh. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-1. He brings it in. High, and it's one ball and one strike. Alec Marsh was a very good pitcher in college at Arizona State University. He was the Friday night starter for the Sun Devils his junior year before being selected in the second round in 2019. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a good slider away. And it's 1-2. He was teammates with Trevor Hover there. Rough Riders infielder and outfielder. When he first got to Arizona State, a native of Wisconsin, he was given a reality check very quickly. The 1-2, way outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. He was told, you have the worst curveball on the team. Not much of a confidence boost. But then he was working with his pitching coach, and he showed him how Corey Kluber grips his curveball, and everything changed. The 2-2. Strom takes off, swing and a miss to the plate for strike three. And Josh Stowers is the final out of the third. Ends up being the third strikeout for Alec Marsh, but Rough Riders still lead 6-1. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. Frisco takes that advantage into the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 6-1 as we go to the bottom of the third inning from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you on what's been a really good night for baseball so far if you're rooting for the Rough Riders. Top of the order for Northwest Arkansas, it's Diego Hernandez. And the first toss his way. Swing and a miss and a good slider, or cutter I should say, down low and inside, 0-1. It's a hard cutter, and Mason said you can call it a slider if you want. It's not necessarily a mix between the pitches. The 0-1. There's a curveball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. He said, in order to throw it where I want to do, or where I want to throw it, I should say, he said, got to think of it as a cutter, the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. There's the cutter low of the zone, and Hernandez goes down on strikes. There's the first strikeout for Mason Engler, and there's one away in the third. Oh, he must have thought of it as a cutter right there, as that was a well-located pitch. Low of the zone, right on the outside edge. Luca Tresh steps in now. He walked and scored in the first. 6-1 Rough Riders, bottom three. Engler back into his wind in the pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike, right at the knees, and it's 0-1. Englert got the thrill of a lifetime last week, making his home debut last Friday. 0-1. Ground ball foul, third base side towards the Rough Riders dugout. 0-2. A Forney, Texas native, he grew up just about 40 minutes from Riders Field, and he went to many Riders games growing up, and he always dreamed of playing at Riders Field. He got to last Friday. The 0-2. Down low and inside. One ball and two strikes. He had over 30 members of friends and family sitting behind home plate. And then he had a bunch of people from Forney come out to see him and populate the stands. It was just a wonderful night for him. The 1-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 1-2. Unfortunately, the Rough Riders could not get the win. A 14-2 loss that night. But still, it's said, it's a moment he'll never forget. Wind back in the 1-2 pitch to Tresh. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a curveball low of the zone. Two outs. Back-to-back strikeouts in the third. 6-1 Rough Riders. Tyler Gentry makes his way in. What a cool moment for Englert, and so fun to come up here towards the end of the season, and more than likely he'll begin the year in Frisco next year and have many more opportunities. First offering to Gentry. Off the outside edge and misses. One ball and no strikes. RBI double back in the first inning for Gentry. A lone run against Mason Englert so far today. 1-0 pitch. Top of the zone, outside corner, a called strike, 1-1. Pull side shift defensively for Frisco. Right-handed batter at the plate, right-handed tosser on the hill. 1-1. Curveball just inside, 2-1. It's rare you find a curveball-heavy guy nowadays, but that's the best off-speed pitch for Mason Englert. And it has been very good for him. Kind of an old-fashioned guy, trusts his stuff. Goes out there and throws a lot of strikes. 2-1. Bottom of the zone. A called strike with the cutter. 2-2. One back in the 2-2. In the air down the right field line. Sending Carter back just shy of the warning track. He banana routes under it. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the third. Nice 1-2-3 inning by Mason Englert. He's retired 7 in a row. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. 6-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you?
Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the Patty Melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Scott Capers, the Rough Riders catcher, will lead things off for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Frisco, a 6-1 advantage in this game, in which a win means playoffs for the first time for the Rough Riders since 2014. First pitch from Alec Marsh. Ground ball softly topped to short. Castellano comes up, picks, throws under first, nearly pulls Stupinski off the bag, but he's able to keep his foot pasted on the pillow. And there's the first out of the fourth inning on the first offering from Marsh. One out, and we go back to the top of the Rough Riders order. It's the third time through for Nellis, who doubled back in the second. He's 1-for-2. 6 runs on 7 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. 1 run on 1 hit and 1 defensive miscue for the Naturals so far. Pitch home. Low off the outside corner, misses with the fastball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Ornelas, right-handed batter, feet close together. The 1-0. Slips high of the zone with a heater. 2 balls, no strikes. If Ornelas can get probably 2 hits in this game, he's looking at a pretty good opportunity to get the record. The pitch. Misses low of the zone. 3 balls and no strikes. That would put him 3 hits back of the single-season hits record for the Rough Riders with 2 to go. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Ball 4. He's got to get the opportunity to hit. He didn't get one there. And a 1-out walk puts him at first base for Evan Carter. 6-1 Rough Riders. Top of the fourth inning. Carter's 2-for-2 with a couple of singles, 2 runs scored, an RBI. He's only seen 2 pitches. He's attacked the first offering on each of his first 2 times up. Let's see what he does here. Double play depth up the middle defensively for the Naturals. The pitch. He takes a strike. Fastball lower edge, outside corner, and it's 0-1. Keeps the bat on his shoulder for the first time tonight. Ornelas was dancing off of first base, though. Shut it down after a couple hard steps. His 13 steals this year. The offering. Swing and a miss. There's a nasty curveball low of the zone. Carter out in front. It's 0-2. Ornelas sitting at 153 hits this season. 0-2. Down in the dirt, kicks away to the right of Tresh, the catcher, and Ornelas easily takes second. A wild pitch. Runner in scoring position now for Carter, who's already knocked in 4 runs. And this is 4th game with the Rough Riders. Called up from high A this week, the number 3 prospect in the Rangers organization. Former second round pick in 2020 out of the high school ranks. 1-2. Takes up high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He pinwheels the bat to the hill. The right fielder ready at the plate. Marsh from the stretch. And he kicks it in. Carter a check swing on a pitch high and away. He went around and there's 3. They had to appeal down to Willie Traynor and he punched him out. 4th strikeout for Marsh. 2 down in the 4th inning, and Justin Foscue stands in. Runner at 2nd, 6-1 Rough Riders. Great day so far from Foscue. RBI double, 2-run homer. His 15th long ball of the year. The pitch. He takes low of the zone, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Foscue now hitting 290, 15 homers, 80 RBIs. He missed the very beginning of the season this year with a nagging back injury. But he's been healthy for the most part this season outside of that minor injury. The 1-0. Inside, it's 2 balls and no strikes. Finished up the end of the season last year with the Rough Riders, and then in his 2nd full professional season, he's back here in Frisco for the whole year. Right-hander Marsh looks in. He's got his sign. Ready from the stretch. The 2-0 toss. Hit in the air out to left center field. This one driving Hernandez back. He angles under it into left center, and he comes in to make the catch. Side comes to a close in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders, a 6-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Six-one Frisco out in front. Bottom half of the fourth inning at Arvest Ballpark. John Rave, Robbie Glendinning, Sully Matias, the 3-2 up for Northwest Arkansas. Ball gets loose down the left field line. Kellen Strom went over to toss it onto the berm, and he threw it a little short, bounced back onto the field, and he tossed it up. A kid dropped it, and third time's the charm. All right, we're ready to go as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Mason Englert back into his windup in the first pitch on the way to Rave. Off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. John Rave, a ground out to second back in the first inning. His first trip to the plate. It's been hard to retire him this series for the Rough Riders. 6-for-12 in the series. 1-0. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Mason Englert has really calmed things down after allowing a run on an RBI double in the first. He rocks back and deals. Soft roller foul right side, and it's 1-2. He's retired the last seven he's seen. Two strikeouts. Well, he's starting to fill up the strike zone. That's been the calling card for Mason Englert. A lot of pitches in that first inning, but after that, he has settled it down. A seven-pitch inning in the second. He looks in for his sign here. Rocks back and offers in the 1-2. Little flare off the end of the bat into left center field. It drops for a base hit. Rave a wide turnaround first, but holds right there. Single to lead things off in the fourth. Snaps that string of seven in a row retired, and Robin Glendinning makes his way in. In that third inning, just 12 pitches used after the seven in the third. That puts him in a pretty good spot with the pitch count. This next one will be number 52 as we play in the fourth. First pitch into Glendinning. Curveball inside, one ball and no strikes. Glendinning drew a walk and was the last man to reach before that Rave single to lead off this fourth. 6-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fourth inning. 1-0 pitch. Rip and a miss, blew a fastball right by him, and it's 1-1. Fastball's not going to overpower you for Mason Englert. It'll be 91 to 93 miles an hour. But that curveball gives you a really big change of speed. 1-1 toss. The deal. Swing and a miss. There's that curveball. It's 75 miles an hour off the outside edge. Glendinning was way out in front. It's 1-2. And he uses that deception and that change in speed really effectively. Talk about pitch tunneling and the ball coming from the same exact spot. The fastball and curveball on the same arm angle. Time called. He steps off. Rough Riders in double play depth up the middle with Acuna at short and Foscue at second. 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still a ball and two strikes on Robbie Glendinning. Sully Matias on deck. This has been a part of the order that has plagued the Rough Riders throughout the series. Matias with three hits yesterday. Glendinning with a single and a walk. John Rabe a couple of hits yesterday. 1-2. Ground ball foul back behind home plate on another curveball inside edge. Still 1-2. So the Rough Riders, even though this is 5, 6, and 7, or I should say 4, 5, and 6 in the order, this has been a lot harder to navigate for Rough Riders pitchers than the top of the order. Englert, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went with the cutter and gets strike three. One away on the third strikeout for Mason Englert. Here's Sully Matias. Matias, a big, strong right-handed batter. The pitch, a swing and a miss. 0-1. First pitch curveball. Sully Matias, part of a really talented class out of the Dominican Republic when he signed with the Kansas City Royals. The offering is high off the outside corner. 1-1. Signed back in 2015. Here's the stretch from Englert. And the offering is low off the outside corner. 2-1. There was a player who was part of that class you may have heard of. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He's one of the top signings. Yadier Alvarez drew the most money, $16 million from the Dodgers that year. The Cuban flame-throwing pitcher. The pitch is a curveball and misses high and inside. It's 3-1. Lucius Fox was signed out of the Bahamas by the Giants for $6 million. And then Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for $3.9 million by the Blue Jays. I think that worked out pretty well. Starling Heredia was the fifth overall prospect by the Dodgers. He's never made the big leagues. Christian Pache was the number 10 signing that year. The pitch is high and 4. Runners at first and second with one out in the fourth inning. And here's Jake Means, 6-1 Rough Riders leading. Might recognize the number 18 prospect that year, Leody Taveras, who's now in the big leagues with the Rangers, former Rough Rider. The number 22 prospect that year and 27 prospect turned out to be pretty good as well. Number 22, Juan Soto. Number 27, Fernando Tatis Jr. What a class it was. Runners at first and second and one out. The pitch. Check swing, strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Sully Matias was ranked above all those guys except for Guerrero. Andres Jimenez also part of that class, now with the Guardians. 0-1. Ground ball foul behind home, and it's 0-2. Originally signed by the Mets. Matias, very high ceiling. And
the Royals certainly hoping he can tap into a little bit more of that average and get that power average combination, walk a little bit more, and looking at a pretty darn good player. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Cutter down low off the outside corner. And Mason Englert picks up strikeout number 4. Two down in the fourth inning. Gavin Sapinski in the eighth spot steps in. 6-1 Rough Riders. Runners at first and second in the fourth. Stupinski, a line out to first on the first pitch he saw back in the second. Engler, the first offering. That's just a bit low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders out hitting the Naturals 7-2 tonight, outscoring them 6-1. Engler looks back towards second, the 1-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner of the curve for a strike, and it's 1-1. Really good Friday night crowd here at Arvis Ballpark. Expecting another good crowd tomorrow here in Springdale. And then the series finale will be at 2:05. At 6:05 tomorrow. The pitch. High and away, and it's 2-1. And then the season's over for Northwest Arkansas. This is a team that won, at the time, the AA Central Championship last year. They are packing it in early this season. No postseason for the Royals affiliate. 2-1. Curveball just outside, 3-1. Last season they got in on the final day of the year when the Rough Riders and Travelers lost. Northwest Arkansas snuck in and then defeated Wichita in the championship series. 3-1. Just outside for ball 4, and the bases are loaded. So a single strikeout, walk, loads the bases. And here's Angelo Castellano. Action out of the bullpen again. It's John Matthews, who we saw warming up earlier in the first inning. And there goes Jeff Andrews, the Rough Riders pitching coach, out to the mound. And he's going to have a chat with Mason Englert. The Rough Riders leading 6-1. You would love to see Englert finish this fourth and then get through the fifth inning and try to have an opportunity to pick up the victory. He's thrown well. Just a few very close misses to Matias and Stupinski for the walks. He came in with just one walk through his first two starts with the Rough Riders, and he has now walked 4 batters in this game. The 4 walks tie a career high. That earlier this year, on May 22nd at Greenville when he was with Hickory. Not the kind of career high you want to tie. 6-1 Rough Riders. Bases loaded, though, for the Naturals. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2 outs. 9-hole hitting Angelo Castellano to the plate. First pitch. In there for a strike with a cutter, and it's 0-1. Castellano is the guy you want up if you're the Rough Riders. Hitting just 136 this year. The 0-1 fouled back, and it's 0-2. Castellano is just 11 for 81 with 1 RBI in 28 games. 1 RBI in 28 games. 0-2. Swing, and a man struck him out. Cutter down low in the dirt for strike 3, and Mason Englert gets out of it. He strikes out the side and strands the bases loaded. 5 Ks through 4. No runs, a hit, no errors. 3 left on base. And the Rough Riders carry their 6-1 advantage to the top of the fifth. The top of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the fifth inning, and Aaron Zavala will lead things off for Frisco. Alec Marsh is done after his four innings, and Charlie Neuweiler takes over on the mound, the right-hander. Neuweiler will face Zavala, Sajesi, and Acuna. 4-5 and 6, middle third for the Rough Riders. Wind back in the first pitch. Catches the upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Neuweiler making his second appearance in a Naturals uniform. Scoreless inning, his first trip. And the pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. The right-hander goes from the full windup. He looks in for his sign. Back into his wind in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Change low and away for strike three. One out and Thomas Sajesi stands in. 6-1 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Neuweiler, the 23-year-old. 2017 fifth-round selection by the Royals, native of Queens, New York. A high school pick in 2017. First offering is fouled behind home on the ground. 0-1. With Quad Cities this year, 25 outings, 17 starts, a 4.94 ERA. Looks over the top of his glove, back into his wind, the 0-1. A fly ball hit to center field. Hernandez chasing back into a back pedal. And he makes the catch in front of his ball cap. Two up, two down against the new man on the hill. Luis Angel Acuna in from the right side. Rough Riders a 6-1 advantage. A lot of scoring early on in this game. Rough Riders with a run in the first. Naturals countered with a run of their own in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Acuna takes low and inside, 1-0. And Frisco came back with five runs in the second, and they lead 6-1. 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders, since that second inning, have just one hit over their last two innings. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. It was a Kellen Strom single up the middle, back in the third. Neuweiler the pitch. High off the outer edge, 2-2. Fast-working right-hander. Acuna with his left heel high in the air, toe touching the ground, the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out on a slider low and away. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning for Charlie Neuweiler. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five. Coming up, Rough Riders a 6-1 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mason Englert back to the hill as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders a 6-1 advantage. And Englert will deal with the top of the order. It's Diego Hernandez to start things off. Wind back by the right-hander of the pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Hernandez 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout in his first two trips. It's been a really big jolt in the arm for this Northwest Arkansas team. The pitch is chopped on one hop out to first base. So JC has it and takes it to the bag himself for the out.
Now that's number 11, Luca.
One away, and here's Luca Tresh. That's an easy play for Sajacy, but the interesting thing is this is an entirely new position for him at first base. And defensively, he's a good athlete, so figure it should be pretty easy for him to pick up, but it's always tough playing a new position you've never played. Not only has he never played it in the professional ranks, he's never played first base ever. First pitch. Trash takes a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And Jared Getter, who played all over the infield during his playing career in the minor leagues. Rough Riders manager was giving him a crash course before the game. The 0-1. Line drive into right field, and that's in for a base hit. Tresh goes the opposite way for a single. Tyler Gentry stands in. 6-1 our score. Rough Riders out in front. The big thing that Gettard wanted to get across to him is you got to make sure that you get to the bag no matter what. You'll be playing off of it sometimes. You got to sprint in. Here's the stretch, and the pitch into Gentry. Inside corner, a strike, 0-1. And he also said, if there's runners on and the ball's hit in the middle of the field, or hit to the outfield, I should say, you go to the middle of the field immediately. You're cut off. 0-1. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. He said in that kind of position, everything happens so fast that you hesitate for a split second. You can be behind cutting the ball off, and then all of a sudden, the whole play can be thrown off. One ball and one strike. Stretch by the right-hander. And the 1-1 pitch. High fly ball hit to deep center field. Stowers back to the warning track. He's at the wall, jumps up, makes the catch. Nice play by Josh Stowers, pulling it in at the wall. And there are two outs. He had to go all the way back to the deepest part of the ballpark in dead center field, and he was able to pull it in. That ball was hit 399 feet. It's 400 to dead center. And 103 miles an hour off the bat, and Tyler Gentry flies out. Tresh back to first base, and that brings John Rave to the plate. Rough Riders a 6-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Englert the pitch. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Missing on the first pitch cutter. A good play by Josh Stowers, who has just been fantastic all season and last year in the outfield. 1-0. Check swing, and it's inside. Two balls, no strikes. John Rave, 1-for-2 with a single in the fourth. Englert from the stretch. And the right-hander delivers home. Just a hair inside. Three balls and no strikes. Already tying a career high with four walks tonight. Trying to finish off the inning and be in line for the win. John Matthews is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. 3-0 pitch home to Rave. Outside corner, a strike. Fit the fastball there, and it's 3-1. Right now, Mason Englert. 84 pitches currently. 3-1. High drive into deep right field. Carter back to the warning track, looking up. It's long gone off the back of the bullpen wall. A two-run home run for John Rave, his 14th of the year. And it electrifies Arvest Ballpark. 6-3, Rough Riders still lead. And here comes Jared Gettert. That's going to end the night for Mason Englert. That's a tough way to finish. It ends on a two-run home run. And John Matthews will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. So 6-3 our score. Rough Riders still lead, but the Naturals trying to come on back. We'll step aside. Come back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews delivers home his first pitch, and it's just high and inside. One ball, no strikes to Robbie Glendinning. Rough Riders, a 6-3 advantage as we play in the bottom of the fifth with two outs and the bases clear. The pitch is outside, two balls and no strikes. John Matthews with his second appearance in a Rough Riders uniform. He pitched in the opener, going an inning, allowing two runs on two hits. The toss is on the upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. He comes out of the pen here. We'll try to finish off the fifth inning. 2-1 pitch. Glendinning swings and misses, and a good slider away, and it's 2-2. Matthews not inheriting any base runners. 2-2 pitch. A high fly ball into deep center field. Stowers going back just shy of the warning track in left center, and he's under it to make the catch. So John Matthews comes in, retires the first and only man he sees, but two runs come across on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base in the fifth. 6-3 Rough Riders to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders a 6-3 lead as we go to the top of the sixth. Kellen Strom to lead things off. And the first pitch. Low of the zone with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Kellen Strom, Josh Stower, Scott Capers. Bottom third of the order for Frisco, leading by three. Neuweiler delivers, and it just misses off the outside corner, 2-0. Charlie Neuweiler with a 1-2-3 inning in the fifth, replacing the starting pitcher, Alec Marsh, 2-0. Low of the zone, three balls and no strikes. Final line for Alec Marsh tonight wasn't pretty. Four runs on seven hits. He allowed six runs, all earned, striking out four and walking two. 3-0 on Strom. Neuweiler winds and deals. Inside, ball four. Leadoff walk for Kellen Strom. He's reached every time up to the plate today. A homer, a single, and now a walk. And Josh Stowers, looking for his first trip aboard, is coming up to the plate. Six runs, seven hits for the Rough Riders. Three runs on four hits for the Naturals. Stretch by the right-hander of the pitch. Down Broadway for a strike, 0-1. Update you on the scores in the Texas League with Midland trailing Wichita on the top of the seventh, 2-1. Neuweiler delivers. Swing and a miss underneath the hands of Stowers, 0-2. Amarillo leads 6-0 over San Antonio on the road at Nelson Wolf Stadium. So that's not good news for the Rough Riders, but Frisco trying to take care of their own business. 0-2, misses low of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. So win today, and they clinch the playoffs. They lead 6-3 currently in the top of the sixth. Strom takes his lead from first. Neuweiler offers in. Ground ball, top foul, third base side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders bullpen has been good at times, but has also struggled recently. And so the Rough Riders would love to get some more runs up on the board. Their current run total of six, accumulated from one run in the first and five in the second. 1-2. Stowers lines it to third, and pass to diving third baseman Means down the left field line. Strom around second to third. He's getting the wave home, and now a late stop sign. And it's a double for Josh Stowers. Runners at second and third and nobody out in the sixth inning. That's the third Rough Riders double down that left field line. Eighth hit for the Rough Riders tonight. Here's Scott Capers. Capers 0-2 today with a pair of groundouts. He has one hit in this series, a three-run homer. The pitch. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Stowers leads from second, Strom from third. Really good speed on the base pass. 1-0 pitch. Line foul right side into the netting. One ball and one strike.
Good opportunity for the Rough Riders to add on here in the sixth against Neuweiler. He was not allowed a run yet here at this level, making his second appearance. He looks in for his sign, back nearly parallel to the ground. 1-1. High and inside, it hit him. Boy, it clipped Capers and then took a big chunk out of Tanner Dobson, the home plate umpire. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders and nobody out. And top of the order in Jonathan Ornelas. But before that, Derek Lewis comes out of the dugout and he's going to go chat with his right-hander. Nobody warming in the bullpen down the right field line for Northwest Arkansas. Ornelas already a double tonight. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. Riders would love some more runs. Lewis with a quick chat with Neuweiler, and he's back to the dugout. Ornelas tucks the bat under his left arm, adjusts his batting gloves, and stands in. Looking for a big hit. Rough Riders have been pretty grand slam happy this year. Stretched by the right-hander in the pitch. Little sawed-off fly ball into shallow right field. It drops for a base hit. Strom in to score. Stowers around third. The throw is not in time. Two-run single. He didn't have to hit it hard. He just floated it into right field, and Ornelas picks up a couple runs with a base hit. It's 8-3. Rough Riders lead. First pitch in on the hands. Just barely got a piece, but floated it over the first baseman, Stupinski, who was drawn in. And two runs coming to score. Capers up to second. And Ornelas has his second hit today. That brings him within three hits of the all-time franchise record for a single season. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Carter. He takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders lead 8-3. Ornelas takes his lead. And so does Capers. 0-1. Carter swings, grounds at first baseline, and foul. 0-2. The 154 hits now moves Ornelas into sole possession of third place in franchise history for a single season, passing Renny Ozuna, who had 153 hits in 2011. Craig Gentry is next on the list with 155 in 2009. 0-2. Carter takes high and away. 1-2. And then Joaquin Arias at the top, 157 hits in 2005. Right-hander comes from the stretch. And the 1-2. Carter sprays it in the air into left center field. Hit fairly well. Ray back to the warning track. He can't get it. It falls in for a base hit. Capers around third to score. Ornelas has the stop sign at third base. But it's an RBI double for Evan Carter. Evan Carter with his third hit today. He now has six hits in 13 at-bats in a Rough Riders uniform. Ornelas at third base. An RBI two-bagger for Carter. Three runs into the top of the sixth, and the Rough Riders lead 9-3. Justin Foscue to the plate with the infield coming in for the Naturals. Stretched by the right-hander in the pitch. Inside. And it's 1-0 and no strikes. Foscue trying to blow this game wide open. Already a homer today. The pitch. He swings, lines it into right center field. Hernandez over. He makes the catch. Ornelas tags from third. He comes in to score. The throw goes to third, and it's 10-3. Foscue with his fourth RBI today. Carter remains at second base, and the Rough Riders with their fourth run of the inning.
Now batting, number one, Aaron Zavala.
You can smell the playoffs. Watch out. First out of the sixth inning, and Aaron Zavala steps in with a runner at second base. Zavala in from the left side. First offering on the way. Ground ball top to second. Glendinning has it and fires onto first in time for the out. Carter down to third. Two down for Thomas Sajacy. So JC in from the right side. The pitch. He swings, lines it up over the shortstop. Castellano into left, base hit. Carter in to score from third. And the Rough Riders making another five-run inning, and they make it 11-3. RBI knock for Thomas Sajacy. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. So JC with his first hit. Stretch. And the pitch. This is down low and inside. And it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders blowing this game wide open. Ninth man up to the plate in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Line drive to second. A nice pick off to his left. Glendinning has it. Fires onto first in time for the out to retire the side. But what an inning for Frisco. They score five times, five runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. No errors and one runner left on base. Frisco 11. Naturals just 3 on the Riders Baseball Network as we roll to the bottom half of the sixth inning.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews delivers the first pitch for a strike to Sule Matias, and the next offering is a ground ball up the middle. Acuna to his left picks behind the second base bag. He sets his feet and delivers a rifle shot across the diamond in time to get Matias one away. Now the Rough Riders with five more runs in the top of the sixth inning. They lead 11-3. And here's Jake Means. Frisco has to feel pretty good about where they're at right now. The first pitch. Across the inner edge, belt high for a strike, 0-1. Well, one run in the first, five in the second, five in the sixth. The 0-1. Just off the outside corner, one ball and one strike, and hopefully looking to coast to a postseason berth. It's been an incredible year all season for the Rough Riders. 1-1 off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Just missing out on a postseason spot in the first half as San Antonio had a monster month of June. 2-1 inside, and it's 3-1, and the Rough Riders really struggled down the stretch in the month of June, especially mid-June. Pitch is low and outside for ball four, and a one-out walk to Jake Means. Gavin Stupinski steps in. Rough Riders leading 11-3, bottom half of the sixth inning. And that brings Jared Gettert out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he's going to go get John Matthews. So Tristan Pauly will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. And the Rough Riders will turn to their third arm of the day. We'll step aside, come back for the bottom of the sixth after this. Rough Riders leading by 8 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Pauly takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. It's 11-3. Frisco leads. Bottom half of the sixth inning with one out and a runner at first base. Gavin Stupinski stands in from the left side, as the Rough Riders can smell a playoff berth, leading by 8 in the sixth inning. Left-hander against left-hander. First pitch to Stupinski. Slider top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tristan Pauly takes over for John Matthews, who threw two-thirds of an inning. No runs, still responsible for the man at first base, though. One walk, no strikeouts. 0-1 pitch. Slider away, and it's 1-1. Final line for Mason Englert, Rough Riders starter, not necessarily exactly what he wanted. 4 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs, all earned on 4 hits. 5 strikeouts to 4 walks. Would love for him to stay in there and get that final out in the 5th inning and be in line for the win, but that just wasn't the case. 1-1. This is high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Ended up giving that two-run home run up to John Rave in the final batter that he faced in the 5th inning. Pauly ready from the stretch. 2-1 toss. Breaking ball, upper edge inside corner, a called strike, 2-2. 11 runs on 11 hits for the Rough Riders tonight. 3 runs on 4 hits for the Naturals. Pauly stretches. The 2-2. In the air, back behind home, and foul. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Stupinski a walk in the fourth inning. 0 for 1 today. The pitch. Ground ball foul right side. With this really good crowd on a Friday night, the berm in right center field and down the left field line, speckled with young fans, running all over the place, playing catch, rolling down the hill, having a good old time at the ballpark. Pauly looks in for the sign. He's got it. And the left-hander issues in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out off the outside corner with a slider. Two outs. First strikeout for Tristan Pauly. And Angelo Castellano stands in. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batting Castellano, who's 0 for 2. 1 for 5 in the series of the double. The pitch. Just low of the zone with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Pauly, the third pitcher used tonight by the Rough Riders, a 4.09 ERA with Frisco this year. 1-0. Swing and a miss. And with a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. The 25-year-old stands 6'190" out of Indiana State. Pauly, 5-2 this year, making his 25th appearance for Frisco. The pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls, one strike. Left-hander ready from the stretch. He delivers. Inside corner at the knees for a strike. Another heater from Pauly, and it's 2-2. Former four-year starter at Indiana State. Has worked out of the bullpen in all but two appearances in his minor league career. 2-2. High drive, foul left side. It's still two balls, two strikes. Two out of his 69 total appearances have been starts. Mostly out of the bullpen, outside of two spot starts in 2021. Actually, two rehab starts for the Arizona Complex League in 2021. 2-2. Breaking ball, tap foul at the plate, back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Trying to send it back to the offense in the top of the seventh inning. He's ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. Ground ball foul on the left side. Still two balls and two strikes. Last time the Rough Riders made the playoffs was back in 2014. Frisco lost 3-1 in the division series to Midland. Last time they went to the championship series was back in 2012. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. There's out number three. Second strikeout for Tristan Pauly, and he strikes out both men he faces in the sixth. Let's go top seven. Rough Riders, an 11-3 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Casey Kalick takes over, or Kalick, I should say, takes over out of the bullpen. A right-hander for Northwest Arkansas as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders with one of two five-run innings tonight in the sixth inning. They lead 11-3. Just like he did in the sixth inning, Kellen Strom will lead off the frame in the seventh. Bottom third of the order. Rough Riders load the bases with nobody out. Got a two-run single from Jonathan Ornelas, RBI double Evan Carter, sac fly Justin Foscue, and an RBI single by Thomas Sajacy to score their five runs. Righty-righty, first pitch. Strom, a rip and a miss, and it's 0-1. Frisco looking to make the postseason with a win, and they're in the driver's seat. Up 11-3 here in the seventh. Wind back in the 0-1. Fouled back by Strom, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders in their franchise history have had one Texas League championship. That came back in 2004. Really incredible team that took down the Round Rock Express. The pitch. This is high and inside. One ball and two strikes. Yes, Round Rock used to be here at the AA level in the Texas League. They beat Tulsa, sweeping them aside in the first round. And then took down Round Rock in the best of seven series. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. Got him with a slider, and there's one away. Kalick picks up the strikeout. Josh Stowers climbs in from the right side. Right on right matchup. Rough Riders went on a pretty good run of postseason success in the late 2000s and early 2010s. The pitch, high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. They've made the postseason eight times in the franchise's history. 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Going to the championship series in 2012, 2008, 2004, and their first season in 2003. 1-2. Strike on the inside corner. That was actually the 1-1. It's now 1-2. Losing in 2012 to Springfield and 2008 to Arkansas. 1-2. High off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. The 2004 team that ended up winning it all had some really good players on it. Ian Kinsler, most notably. 2-2. A line drive down the left field line. He hooked it towards the corner, and it drops in fair, rolling in towards the fence. Stowers around first on his way to second, and he pulls in there easily with a double with one out. Josh Stowers with doubles in consecutive innings in the sixth and the seventh. It's the Rough Riders' 12th hit tonight, and Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. Capers in from the right side with a runner in scoring position and one out. Rough Riders leading by eight. Kalick from the stretch, and the offering home. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Jason Bourgeois, Jason Botts were also on that 2004 team. Mark Teixeira. Stretch in the 0-1 pitch to Scott Capers. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's 0-2. On the pitching side of things, R.A. Dickey made a few starts. I believe that was in rehab, though. Sam Naren was really good in starting in long relief roles. Some guy named Chris Young, the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it gets away from Tresh behind home. And Stowers moves up to third. One ball and two strikes on Capers. Chris Young, of course, now the GM for the Texas Rangers. He went 6-5 with a 4.48 ERA and 18 starts in that 2004 season. Billy Sylvester had a wonderful job as the closer that year. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to the left side, and it's off the glove of Means, the third baseman. He recovers and throws on to first to get Capers. Two down. Stowers remains at third. And Ornelas to the plate now. 11-3, Rough Riders lead at top of the seventh. That was a weird play. Means tried to scoop it. It went off the very tip of his glove and just died right below him. And he was able to barehand it and throw him out. So top of the order in Ornelas. 2-for-3 today. Double, walk, 2-run single, 2-run scored. First pitch. Down low and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Ornelas, as we talked about, now just 3 hits away from tying the all-time franchise record for most hits in a single season. He has 154, the record 157. 1-0. Off the outside corner and misses. 2 balls and no strikes. He's hitting exactly 300 on the season and trying to become the first Rough Riders player since 2014 when Odubel Herrera hit 300 to hit 300. 2-0. Low and outside, 3 balls, no strikes. Herrera hit 321 that season for the Rough Riders. That's the minimum plate appearances of 378 in franchise history. 3-0 pitch. Outside, and that's ball four. So Ornelas has reached 4 times today. Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. Carter in from the left side. He's had a wonderful game. 3-for-4, 2 RBIs, 3 runs scored, and a double. Stretch in the first pitch. Ornelas takes off, and the pitch is outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Defensive indifference. No stolen base. Look in by the right-hander in the 1-0. High, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Rough Riders had plenty of good offense all season long. Second most home runs in franchise history this year with 166. 10 off the record, the pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. 264 team batting average, which is tied for 7th in franchise history. 2-1 pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Scored the most runs in franchise history as well. It's been an incredible season for Frisco offensively. The 3-1 to Carter. He swings, hits it foul left side. 3-2. Rough Riders leading 11-3, top of the seventh. Stretch by the right-hander, and he delivers home. High and inside to Carter, ball four. Carter reaches on a walk, and the bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders. And here's Justin Foscue. And Derek Lewis will make another mound visit, the pitching coach for Northwest Arkansas, to try and calm down colic. Rough Riders had the bases loaded and nobody out in the sixth inning and brought in five runs. It's bases loaded and two out here in the seventh. Lewis makes his way out to the hill. Foscue's had a monster night. He's driven in four runs. RBI double, two-run home run, and a sacrifice fly. Another night in what has been a great season for Foscue. Ornelas takes his lead from second, Carter from first. Don't forget about Stowers at third base either. Foscue has hit two grand slams this season. First pitch on the way. Inside corner, a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders have six grand slams this season. Two from Foscue. 0-1 pitch. Inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Two from Blaine Krim, one from Dustin Harris, and one from Luis Angel Acuna. Blaine Krim going 5-for-5 yesterday in AAA. Awesome to see. 1-1 pitch. Low and away in the dirt. Trash blocks, and it's two balls and one strike. Foscue already with four RBIs. His career high is seven. His season high is five. He's done that twice. 2-1 toss. Inside, three balls, one strike. Most recently had five RBIs on July 31st in Springfield. That was one of his grand slams. He swings. It's a high fly ball to deep center field. Hernandez back to the warning track, and he makes the catch just shy of the wall. Foscue gave it a deep drive to center field, but it's out number three, and the side closes in the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, and the bases left loaded. It's stretch time at our best ballpark. Rough Riders, an 11-3 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Pauly misses on the first pitch outside to Diego Hernandez. 1-0 to start the bottom of the seventh. 11-3 Rough Riders. The 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders in control in the seventh inning. If you're just joining us, a win would vault the Rough Riders into the playoffs. The pitch inside 3-0 on Hernandez. In case you're wondering about the other facets of the Rough Riders' chance to clinch being a Midland loss and an Amarillo loss tonight, well, Amarillo might not lose. They're up 7-0, 3-0. Outside corner for a strike, 3-1. Midland trailing 2-1 to Wichita. That game is in the bottom of the ninth. Pauly the 3-1. Chopper up the middle. Foscue gives way to Acuna. The shortstop field slings it on the first, not in time. And it gets away from the first baseman to JC off the facing of the first base dugout. It's an infield single for Hernandez. Luca Tresh steps in. Runner at first, nobody out. And the pitch to Tresh is just a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders leading 11-3. As we play in the bottom of the seventh. Pauly stretches in the 1-0. Breaking ball, high and outside, two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders do have action out in their bullpen as Kevin Gowdy has started to get up and loosen. Pauly came in, got the final two outs of the sixth inning. 2-0. In the air, back behind home and foul. 2-1. Big alley in right center field for Tresh, the former North Carolina State Wolfpack. Very talented catcher, part of the College World Series team for North Carolina State. The pitch, a line drive into left field. That falls for a base hit. So back-to-back singles to start the seventh inning. Tyler Gentry steps in. Gentry, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. First pitch. Takes outside. One ball, no strikes. Never want to count anything out. Of course, it feels good with an 8-run lead, but got to be careful. The 1-0 pitch. Low and away. It misses. Two balls, no strikes. Pauly has fallen behind at least 2-0 on every hitter so far. Every hitter being both. Each of the first two here in the seventh. Or I guess each of the first three. He's ready from the stretch. Left-hander looks back towards second. He fires. Top of the zone, a slider for a strike, 2-1. If the Rough Riders were to make the playoffs, game one of the championship, or of the division series, I should say. Here's the stretch of the pitch. High pop-up, right side, and foul. 2-2. Would be on Tuesday at Riders Field at 6:35. You can get your tickets for that game. They're just $5. Love to have you out at Riders Field on Tuesday. Should be a really fun ball game. Two and two. Pauly looks in for his sign. He's got it. And he pitches home. Just outside with a slider. Did not miss by much. A check swing from Gentry. Didn't offer at it. And he's gone full. Three balls and two strikes. You have John Rave waiting on deck, who homered back in the fifth. Pauly the payoff. High pop-up, shallow center field. Stowers coming in, still charging. And he makes the grab. One out. That brings John Rabe to the plate. And it brings Jeff Andrews out of the Rough Riders dugout. Pitching coach. And he will go chat with Pauly. Entire infield comes in to join. 11-3 Rough Riders, bottom half of the seventh inning. Taking a look around the league at the scores. Wichita still leading 2-1. And, whoop, that game just went final. So Midland falls. They officially fall out of playoff contention no matter what happens here tonight. Springfield and Tulsa tied at 5-5 in the top of the eighth inning at One Oak Field. Amarillo a 7-0 advantage over San Antonio in the bottom of the eighth. If they win and the Rough Riders lose, they're still in playoff contention with two games left. Corpus Christi a 7-4 lead over Arkansas in the top of the eighth inning. Only two games that matter now are Amarillo and San Antonio in this one. The pitch. Fastball strike outside corner 0-1. Rave 2-for-3 tonight with a homer and a single. 0-1. Swing and a miss down in front and a good breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Still just one out. Double play is in order. Rough Riders and Naturals turned a combined 6 double plays last night. Season high for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Slider away for strike 3. Third strikeout for Tristan Pauly, and Robbie Glendinning comes in.
Now batting number 16, Robbie Glendinning.
Glendinning, 0-for-2 with a walk. Slight breeze blowing out to left field, about 7 miles an hour here in Springdale. Stretch in the first pitch. Glendinning grounds it right side and through for a base hit. Hernandez up to third. He gets stopped right there. Base is loaded and two outs here in the seventh. Sully Matias at the plate. And Jared Getter to the top step of the Rough Riders dugout. He might go get Kevin Gowdy. We'll see if he emerges. And here he comes. So Tristan Pauly will be removed from this game. Bases loaded and two outs. And here comes Kevin Gowdy out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Frisco, an 11-3 lead, will return to Northwest Arkansas for this on Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Gowdy comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen and takes over for Tristan Pauly. He's the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. He inherits a bases loaded and two out jam. And Sully Matias, the whole lot of power right-hander, will be the first man he faces. Kevin Gowdy will go fastball, slider, and splitter, his three-pitch arsenal. Gowdy, a trade piece last year from the Phillies, coming over at the trade deadline. 24 years old out of Santa Barbara, California. Former second rounder by the Phillies in 2016. This year with the Rough Riders, making his 31st appearance, 0-3, a 9.80 ERA. Bases loaded. And here's Sully Matias. First pitch. Low and away. Misses with a slider, and it's 1-0. Hernandez at third. Tresh at second. Glendinning at first. Matias 0 for 2 today with a walk. He had three singles yesterday. Stretch in the pitch. A line drive up the middle into center base hit. Hernandez scores from third. Fresh getting the windmill home. The throw goes to third, and it's a two-run single for Sully Matias. 11-5, Rough Riders lead. Glendinning up to second. Runners at first and second, still two outs. Jake Means to the plate. Matias crushed that at 112 off the bat up the middle. 112 miles an hour. It's one of the harder exit velocities you'll see. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Means. A check swing, and he did not go on a split off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Gowdy trying to end the inning and send it back to the offense in the eighth. Rough Riders lead now cut to six runs. Stretch of the pitch. Line drive hit deep to right field. Carter going back, and he makes the catch of the warning track. Now Kevin Gowdy comes in, allows the two-run single, but gets out of the inning. Two runs across on four hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the top of the eighth inning. It's the Rough Riders 11 and the Naturals 5. On the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aaron Zavala leads things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders an 11-5 lead over Northwest Arkansas. It's Zavala, Sejasi, and Acuna against Eldred. C.J. Eldred, the new right-hander, the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fourth arm used by the Naturals. Now Right-hander's pitch off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Pitch home. On away. Two balls, one strike in the dirt. Zavala 0 for 4 tonight, looking for his first hit. Rough Riders 11 runs on 12 hits tonight. A couple homers as well. 2-1. Ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Glenn Denning there. A backhanded stab. And he throws out Zavala. One down in the eighth inning for Sajacy. Rough Riders getting ready to pop champagne. Frisco almost ready to punch their ticket. Just six more outs on the defensive side. And they will be Texas League South Division second half champions. The pitch. High and inside. One ball and no strikes. So JC ready. Here's the pitch. Finds the lower part of the zone with a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. So JC, an RBI single back in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-4. 1-1 pitch. Fouled back to the netting. 1-2. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders with a run in the first inning on an RBI double by Justin Foscue. Northwest Arkansas counted with a run of their own in the bottom half of the first. And then the Rough Riders, 5 runs in the second and 5 runs in the sixth. 1-2. Low and outside, misses in the dirt. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Naturals with their runs in the first, 2 in the 5th, and 2 in the 7th. For their 5 total, Rough Riders have just brought out the bats tonight. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with the fastball off the outside corner. Eldred strikes out his first for the second out. Eldred pitched 2 days ago, allowing 3 runs on 4 hits and an inning in 2/3. So JC doubled and tripled off of him in that game 2 days ago, but he strikes out here. Luis Angel Acuna now 0 for 3 with a walk. First pitch is in the air out to right center field and hit well. Hernandez back into the alley, though he settles under it and makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 eighth inning for C.J. Eldred. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom eight coming up. Rough Riders in 11-5 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Gowdy back to the hill as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders in 11-5 advantage over Northwest Arkansas. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you along on this Friday night. First pitch on the way to Stupinski is high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Gavin Stupinski, Angelo Castellano, and Diego Hernandez, 8-9-1 in the order due up. Pitch home. Down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders an 11-5 advantage, and doing it with a lot of different guys up and down the lineup. Justin Foscue leading the way. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went right by his bat, and it's 1-2. Foscue, four RBIs, a home run. And three hits. Big day from Evan Carter as well with three hits, four times reach base. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Split right by him for strike three. First strikeout for Kevin Gowdy. One out here in the eighth inning, and Angelo Castellano steps in. Jonathan Ornelas has reached base four times today and driven in a couple runs, scored twice. Big days all up and down the lineup. Everyone has reached base except for Aaron Zavala. The pitch. Hard grounder up the middle into center base hit. Castellano with a rare hit. Single to center, and that brings Diego Hernandez to the plate. Castellano only had 11 hits in his first 83 at-bats. Hitting under 130. And he picks up a single with one out here in the eighth. One for Fournier for the center fielder, Hernandez. Pitch home. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. One out, runner at first. Rough Riders with a six-run advantage in the eighth. Trying to cap what has been just a fantastic season of baseball in Frisco. 0-1 pitch. Down low and inside, Capers picks, and it's one ball and one strike. Full side shift on the infield for Diego Hernandez. Kevin Gowdy came in the seventh inning and gave up a base hit to Sully Matias that scored a couple runs before Jake Means lined out to right field. Gowdy readies in the 1-1. Ground ball over to second. Foscue picks, throws into second for one. Acuna rifle shot to first, not in time. Hernandez safe at first. Fielder's choice, and there are two outs. 4-6. Just about as good of a turn as you could possibly get. Foscue deep in the hole from the right side and a long way to throw to second base. He did a good job getting around the baseball so he didn't have to field and then turn his body. He turned his body before that, made the backhanded stop, threw onto second, and Acuna a strong throw onto first, but Hernandez able to beat it with his good speed. Luca Tresh, first pitch is low and outside, one ball, no strikes. Tresh has had a really good day. 2-for-3, two singles, three runs scored, a walk. Offering in. Line drive into left field. Strom coming in, and he can't get it. He has to play it on a hop. Runners at first and second with two down. And Tyler Gentry stands in. Gentry 1-for-4 with an RBI double. Right fielder had the double back in the first inning. Gowdy ready from the stretch. And the right-hander looks back towards second. Flicks in the first offering. Just high. Misses with the slider. One ball, no strikes. Love to see Gowdy finish strong in this one. Could possibly be his last regular season appearance this year. He might go in the series finale, though, on Sunday. 1-0 pitch. Grounder up the middle. Acuna to his left. He fields. Throws the easy way onto second for the out. And the side comes to a close. Fielder's choice. Strands a couple base runners. No runs on two hits. No errors. Two left on base. We go to the top of the ninth. Rough Riders an 11-5 lead. The Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For the third time in this game, Kellen Strom set to lead things off. Bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders, it's Strom, Stowers, and Capers. Rough Riders leading 11-5 as we roam to the top of the ninth inning. Frisco with their sights in the playoffs. C.J. Eldred back out for another inning of work. He's ready from the stretch in the first pitch. Low and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kellen Strom, 2-for-3 tonight. Two-run homer, single, walk. Two-run scored, two RBIs. Really good ball game for him. The pitch. Flicks the outside corner for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Strom looking to finish up strong on what has been just a wonderful stretch for him since mid-May. The pitch, swing and a miss, diving down low of the zone, and it's 1-2. If you could act like that is a stretch, it really has just been a great season for him. May 14th hitting under 150. His last 81 games since then hitting exactly 300 with an OPS of 8.32. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside, it's two balls and two strikes, and it reminds me of a conversation we were having earlier this season. It was right at the beginning of May, or I guess towards the end of April. We were in Midland, and we'd sat down to do an interview about a story. The pitch. Fouled away, right side, and the count goes, or remains, I should say, at two balls and two strikes. And just talking about it, they're saying, are you at all frustrated with your start? He was hitting the ball hard. He just wasn't getting the results, and batting average was really, really low. And he said, no, not at all. I usually get off to slow starts. The pitch is high and inside, buzzes the tower on him, backs out of the way. Three balls, two strikes. And he recalled back to one of his seasons at San Jose State in college. Said he got off to a really terrible start through the first couple weeks. And then the rest of the way, he hit 380. And finish the season with a really good batting average. It's very similar to what he's done here as the 3-2 is grounded out to second. Routine play for Glenn Denning, who vacuums it in and throws him out. One away, and that brings Josh Stowers to the plate. And that's exactly what he's done. He's turned it around and had a really great season. And while the numbers overall won't blow you out of the water, hitting .275 this year, it's the adjustments that he's made, and if you were to watch Kellen Strom play every day like we have, you're really impressed with his season. Pitch to Stowers. Misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. One of the few guys who is still around from the opening day roster. And Josh Stowers can say the same. The pitch. Off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Stowers, in fact, the only player to go wire to wire the last two seasons. 2-0. High, towering fly ball to left field. Rave back a couple of steps, now trots in. And he makes the catch. 2 outs. And Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. 11-5, Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. Capers tonight, 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch and a run scored back in the sixth inning. Eldred ready from the stretch, and he fires in. High, one ball, no strikes. So this team right now, a really interesting mix of a few guys who were on the opening day roster and a bunch of newbies. Only three players in the lineup today who are on the opening day roster, Strom, Stowers, and Ornelas. The 1-0. Misses low of the zone, and the count goes to 2-0. Justin Foscue joined late in April. I guess mid-April. It was actually when Northwest Arkansas came to town in April. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fouled back. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Aaron Zavala joined right at the end of September in Springfield. Rough Riders actually didn't get a position player promoted up to them from Hickory for a long, long time. 2-1 pitch. High and inside, 3-1. It was until July until they did. Ezekiel Duran was promoted up to the big leagues in June. He was the first player to get promoted. 3-1. Capers swings and misses, and it's 3-2. Two outs, bases clear. 11-5, Rough Riders top nine. There's Reagans and Duran, who were two of the first guys to get promoted. They're both either in the big leagues or have had big league time. 3-2. Capers lines it the opposite way, and that drops into right field for a base hit. Two-out single for Scott Capers, and Jonathan Ornelas steps in. Rough Riders an 11-5 advantage in the top of the ninth inning with 2 outs. Ornelas looks to build on what has been a really good day, reaching 4 times, 2-for-3, a 2-run single, a double. He scored twice. In from the right side. Stretch by Eldred, and the first pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. You would love to see Ornelas pick up another base hit right here. Put him within 2 of the single season record. He's within 3 right now of the most hits in a single season. 0-1. Misses low of the zone. 1 ball and 1 strike. Back in from the right side as Capers takes his lead from first. The 1-1 pitch. Low and outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Everyone at the top step of the Rough Riders dugout looking out. Evan Carter waiting on deck if we get that far. Eldred, the 2-1 pitch. Ornelas takes one in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. Ornelas' batting average currently sitting right at 300. The offering in. Strike 3 called. Got him. Right at the knees, outside corner. Ornelas sat down looking. Side comes to a close. No runs, a hit, no errors. And one runner left on base. The Rough Riders are 3 outs away from a postseason berth. Stick with us. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's 11-5 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mick Starr takes over on the mound as the Rough Riders are three outs away from their first postseason berth since 2014. They lead 11-5 in the bottom of the ninth. John Rave to start things off, Robbie Glendinning, and then Sully Matias. Middle third of the order. Nick Starr has been one of the more relied upon relievers this season when he's been healthy. He missed 6 weeks with an elbow injury, and now he's back on the hill. He stretches, and the pitch to Rave. Strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball at 95. Fastball, cutter, curveball from Nick Starr. He deals, fits it on the outside corner with the curve for a strike, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders looking to clinch the postseason. Starr from the stretch, and the 0-2. A line drive in a right center field. That one gets down. Carter chasing after it, and he can't cut it off. It gets all the way to the wall. Rave around second and stops right there. On an 0-2 pitch, he doubles to right field. And Robbie Glendinning makes his way in.
Now batting number 16, Robbie Glendinning.
Glendinning, 1-for-3 today with a single. First pitch is low and outside, 1-0. 11-5, Rough Riders lead it. 2 5-run innings today on the offensive side. The pitch, just high of the zone. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Runner at second, Starr from the stretch, and the 2-0 pitch. Low and outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Nick Starr trying to nail it down. A 1.84 ERA with the Rough Riders this year. The 3-0. High and inside, ball four. First to have reached. 27th outing for Nick Starr this year. 29 and a third innings, 25 strikeouts to 9 walks. Opponents just hitting 175 against him. Sully Matias comes to the plate. Matias, a 2-run single back in the 7th. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. The pitch. Low and outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Runners take their leads from 1st and 2nd. Nobody out here in the 9th inning. The pitch. Inside corner. One and one. The pitch. Swing and a foul off the home plate umpire, Tanner Dobson. Oh, I got him right in the mask. Hopefully he's okay. Right back to him. And Nick Starr will get a visit from Jared Gettert. Oh, that's rare. You don't often see Jared go out unless he's making a pitching change. There's nobody warming in the Rough Riders bullpen, though. And Ichi Takazawa is now going to come out, and look at Nick Starr. Hopefully he's okay. It looks like he is. So 1-2 on Sully Matias. The pitch. Check swing. And he held on a pitch low and away in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runners at first and second. Nobody out, bottom of the ninth inning. Friars in control. Star stretches. And he fires in. Matias lines it into right center field. Carter coming in, and he makes the head-high catch. One out. Runners stay put. And here's Jake Means.
Number 9, Jake Means.
Means 0 for 3 today with a walk. Here's the stretch from Starr, and the pitch home. High and inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Starr, a double play, could do it. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-1. Starr deals in. High fly ball into left center field. Stowers back into the left center alley. He's under it at the warning track, and he makes the catch. 2 outs. The Rough Riders are 1 out away. Starr looks at Gavin Stupinski with 2 aboard and 2 out. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch. Ground ball foul at the plate. Caught a big piece of capers and it's 0-1. Oh, my goodness. Just fouled right back into him. Oh, looks like he got him right on top of the thigh on the right side. And he limps around in the circle behind home. He's like, come on, there's one more out to go. He squats down. Oh, and one on Stupinski. Starr ready from the stretch. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Down low and inside, and the Riders are one strike away. Nick Starr takes the mound once again on the rubber. Looks in for his sign from Capers. The 0-2 pitch. Down low in the dirt. Blocked by Capers, and it's 1-2. Runners take their leads from first and second base. Rough Riders an 11-5 lead. Everyone at the top step of the dugout and the Rough Riders dugout on the left side. As Starr looks in for his sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch. And Starr, the 1-2 pitch. Her ball down low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Stupinski. Starr ready once again. He brings in the 2-2. A line drive to shallow right field that drops in for a base hit. Carter charges. He's up with it. Rave around third. And no throw to the plate. He's safe. It's an RBI single. John Rave comes in to score. Gavin Stupinski keeps it going with an RBI single to right field. Angelo Castellano steps to the plate. 11-6. Rough Riders lead. Castellano in from the right side. Runners at first and second and two outs here in the ninth inning. Starr delivers. There's a pop-up. Shallow center field. This could do it. Foscue going back. Stowers calls him off. He makes the sliding catch. And the Rough Riders are playoff bound. The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League South Division second half champions. And they're going to the playoffs for the first time since 2014. Frisco will pop champagne tonight. The Rough Riders will have a chance of the title here in 2022. They're going to the playoffs. Final score, 11-6. Rough Riders win. We'll break it down after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Fireworks boom over the top of us. It's not celebrating the Rough Riders playoff, but it might as well be. The Rough Riders are going to the postseason for the first time since 2014 as they win it 11-6 over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Zach Bigley back with you here on the Riders Baseball Network as we break this one down. Final line scores, Rough Riders 11 runs on 13 hits, no errors. They stranded 8 on the base paths. The Naturals with 6 runs on 12 hits, 1 error, and they stranded 12 on the base paths. The win goes to Kevin Gowdy as he goes to 1-3 on the season, and the loss to Alec Marsh, he falls to 1-15 on the year, setting a franchise record for the most losses in a single season. Tough season for Alec Marsh And it was played in front of 5,385 here at Arvest Ballpark. Final game time, 2 hours and 55 minutes. Rough Riders, 11 runs on 13 hits and some really big performances by a couple guys in particular. Jonathan Ornelas, 2 for 4 with a couple RBIs, couple runs scored. Evan Carter, 3 for 4 with 2 RBIs, 3 runs scored. Justin Foscue, a 2 for 4 day with 4 RBIs. Kellen Strom with a homer and 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored along with 2 hits. And Josh Stowers, a couple doubles as well. The Rough Riders with a big-time victory to clinch the postseason. And we will do it again tomorrow as well. Game 5 of the series coming your way with Ricky Venasco getting the start for Frisco against Anthony Veneziano. It's a 6:05 first pitch time, and we will be on the air at 5:50 for the pregame show. We got to go celebrate. This has been a lot of fun. The Rough Riders clinched the postseason for the first time since 2014, and that's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made the broadcast possible, for our gracious hosts here with the Naturals, and everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders. My name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:50 for a 6:05 first pitch, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.